It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
And away we go. Let's do it. Podcast time. Brock, Hunter.
I wanna kiss you all over.
You still sing that
over
wrong.
Over and over again.
You still What's sing that wrong. You sing it wrong. It's I wanna kiss you all over and over and again. I wanna kiss you all over. Dun, dun, dun. Till the night closes in. Till the night closes in. Terry. Anyway.
But Terry's in there?
That's the girl's name, Terry.
Oh, oh.
Remember when he goes over the door and it's the little Chinese woman?
Yeah. Nice.
I'd bang her.
God. You know, like a year ago, she was like smoking hot.
Dude. Yeah. That's it. They just turned, as soon as they turned, I think 60. It's just, yep. It's, yep. Yeah. When she come up, I'll give you a smoochy smooch, kissy wissy. You know you like maybe, it like that.
Maybe, you know, I think I'm going to, how much are those little intercoms? I need one up to the wife's office. Or you just kind of, hey, I need a sandwich. Please, could you bring me a sandwich?
I don't think they're that much. You can buy them. You just got to wire it up. So, yeah, there you go.
Because she's working from home now, should I get like a little bell as a joke?
Dude, she will murder you.
She'll murder me.
Have you ever heard of someone being stabbed by a bell? No, but you'll be the first.
What happened to him?
She stabbed him in the neck with
a
bell.
Here, come here, real quick, if you got time. She's coming downstairs, right? ask her if it would be all right, because I can't ask her. You got to ask her. Hang on.
All right, what are you asking me?
Would it be all right if Hunter got a bell that he could ring to summon you to get him things?
He could get the bell, but I'm going to be the one summoning him.
Yes.
I'm the one working.
I figured you'd probably end up like murdering him with the bell.
Well, yesterday was day one of me being home all day, working.
How'd it go?
All day.
How'd it go?
He wanted to push every one of my buttons after five.
You two are going to be tested to the max. I'm excited for this because, you know, I work with my wife every single day. And it's a different dynamic. But if anything, I'm pulling for you, though, okay? You're the one I want to see succeed.
Well, thanks for wishing me luck. Yeah, I need it.
Good luck. And don't murder him with the bell, okay?
All right. Have a good day.
All right. We'll see ya.
Nice.
It's not going to end well for you, buddy. It's not going to end well.
How about this? How about like a bell for like a ham sandwich, an arrow horn for a beer, and like three knocks for sex?
Perfect. I think that's fine. That's a great way to get murdered, Hunter.
It is.
Hold on 1 second.
Nice knowing you.
I'm going to take this phone call because it's a 574 and it might be Boss Man Bill. You won't be able to hear him, but I'm gonna put him on either way. WIRX, hello.
Brock?
Oh, hey, Boss Man Bill, what's up?
You know, I wanted to let you guys know, I heard you talking about being bored, and I've been so bored lately. I've actually started tuning into this morning show. And guess what? It didn't make things better, though I would like to compliment Hunter. I think his sports reports have been the best I've heard in the last 2 years.
Hunter's sports reports have been much better. But now, you said it didn't make things better, but did it make things worse?
No, it made things the same.
Perfect. See, there you go. Hey, average is good. I'll take it.
For you guys, average is the top of the curve.
That's right there. You know, because we don't want to try too hard and you know, overextend ourselves. We keep that bar at the average level, easy to hop over. We'll be fine.
Well, you guys are in it for the long haul, unfortunately. So
yeah, we are. Well, good. How are you?
Keep washing your hands and tell Hunter again the sports reports. If you can make them even a little bit shorter, I think they might be better.
It's a little bit shorter, a little bit less in-depth, and we'll really have a keyed-in sports report. I'll give them the notes.
That's what we need right now.
Perfect. All right, Boss Man Bill. Hey, stay healthy.
Wash your hands.
Always. I knew it was Boss Man Bill. I knew it.
Oh, you talking trash about my sports report? I couldn't hear any of that.
No, he was saying what a great job. I know you can't get the phone feed through there. He was saying you were doing a great job.
It sounds sarcastic. That's what it
sounds
like.
No, it wasn't sarcastic at all.
You know, son of a bitch. At least let it so I can hear so I can defend myself.
I don't know how to. I don't think there's any way to do that. So.
There's no sports on. What do you want from
me? You know what that sounds like? That sounds like excuses. And you know what, Hunter? Excuses are like assholes. Everyone's got one.
I mean, dude, we talked about the marble race. How much more, what more does he want?
Apparently you got to step up your game. I don't know.
It's the marble race's fault, not mine.
Anyway, always good to hear from the boss, man. And we haven't gotten fired yet, so okay. Even during the pandemic, we're doing okay. Well, it's Friday. Should we get to it? It's time to do one of our favorite podcasts. It's Friday, so five facts, five opinions. Let's do it, man. Your first fact. Are you ready, buddy?
Yep.
The air in a bag of potato chips is actually nitrogen, not oxygen, and it keeps the chips from going stale.
I knew this.
You knew this. Okay. So I do got to say, though, it is the biggest chunk of horse shit. How few of chips are actually in a bag? It's ridiculous, man.
Well, Brock, here, the nitrogen ratio to the amount of chips is relevant. There's a reason there's so few chips.
I say this kindly. Shut the fuck up. You have no... It is such a ripoff when you get a bag of chips.
When I go chip shopping, I look for the least amount of chips and the most amount of nitrogen. And you know what? My chips are fantastic. You can have your stale chips.
So crispy, so fresh.
It could be one chip in there, and you know, that's the bag, because it's going to be the most freshest chip you've ever put in your mouth.
Didn't some chip company get sued for something like that? Like, dude, it's insane. Funny.
A lot of them stopped doing, because they used to do like the logo on front, and then they have like a clear spot where you could see into the bag.
Yeah.
Have you noticed any of those bags anymore? No, because people started bitching like, dude, I can't even see the chips in the little window. Dude, like they're ripping me up. So they stopped doing that.
Honestly, your best chip to container ratio, you know what you're getting? Mm-hmm. Pringles. Mm-hmm. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Honestly, yep. If you are looking for your best. And lots of times, like, Walgreens will have, like, 3 for $5. Dude, that's your best fucking deal right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And honestly. Hey,
you know what? If you think about it, Pringles really don't go too bad.
No, maybe absolutely. Well, that's because you eat them all in one sitting. That's why.
That's true.
Dude,
that's very true.
So dangerous. You just do duck lip after duck lip constantly with the Pringles.
No, you eat your full can because you can get your hand in the damn thing to the bottom.
You know, that's two references towards my carny hands today, and I'm not appreciative of it one bit.
Brock actually gets into the Pringle can and starts eating.
You bitch.
Sorry.
I crawl inside of it, and I work from the bottom up.
Hey, it was either that or Brock takes his Pringle cans and turns them into fleshlights.
Well, obviously.
One of the two jokes.
Obviously. Here's what you do. And the only reason I know this is because I saw a post on it. Hunter, right. I want you to try it, all right? Right. And this was the most creative thing I ever saw, because fleshlights are what, like $60?
I don't know.
This was on Reddit. This is no joke. Some guy took a rubber glove, right? So just a regular rubber glove, okay? One of the ones that doctors use.
Are you teaching people how to make a fleshlight?
Yes,
on our
podcast? It's hilarious, dude. You take that rubber glove, you put it in between two god damn it, what's the word? Sponges, right? So you know, like the little kitchen sponges? So imagine, so you take the glove, you put it in between the sponges, okay?
Right.
Then you put that into the Pringle can or a glass or something, and then you take a little bit of the top part of the glove where your hand actually goes in, and you stretch that over the top, which creates this little vagina-esque insertion place into the glove, and then it grips because of the sponges.
You know, all right, there you go.
You drop a little lube in there and you fuck it.
And then when you're finished, you sit in the corner and you reevaluate your life.
Even better, all the mess is inside the glove, so you just take the glove out and you put a new one in and you're ready to go.
Oh, God.
Look, I'm just saying, we're going to be in quarantine for a while, and that glass vagina, or that rubber glove vagina, might look pretty appealing to someone who's lonely.
It might save some lives.
It might. Oh. Look,
so
Hunter,
you're
just...
You know, no wonder all the rubber gloves are gone. They're all at Brock's house.
Mitch, I'm lonely.
He's using like 18 of them a day. For God's sakes.
Wait, don't use that glass. Don't use that cup.
No. That one's more contaminated than anything.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
course, I do need to try it in a Pringle can. That'd be a nice tight fit.
A Pringle can? Or do you play tennis by chance?
Yeah, I do have some tennis balls downstairs. I could use that tube. Once I'm done sniffing the tennis balls, I'll fuck it.
No, this is what Brock is. He empties out a ballpoint pen.
Oh, I can't wait till this quarantine's over. I'm gonna straight up right in the face. I'm gonna punch you right in the throat. I'm gonna take my jizz filled glove and slap you in the face with it.
I'll take the punch.
No, you're getting the jizz filled glove. Oh my god, dude, this has been record time. I think that we've ruined this.
This is the first fact.
The first fact. But seriously, anybody out there, if you don't want to buy a Fleshlight, that's a great way. Go to the dollar store. You can go to the dollar store, get sponges. Yeah. Hell, even buy a cheap cup. Make that your fucking cup. It's fine.
Brock uses tuna cans.
It ain't long, but it sure is skinny. All right, should we get on to the second fact, for God's sakes? All right. Oh, my God. Fact number two, opinion number two. Lamborghini originally made tractors and air conditioners before they got into cars. Yeah, I knew this.
Also, Lamborghini was in, you know why they started Lamborghini?
To beat the sports car? Yeah, because Ferrari did something to them or something like that.
What was it? He wouldn't sell him a Ferrari? He tried to buy a Ferrari and they wouldn't sell it to him for some reason or something like that. And he's like, oh yeah, fuck you. I'm going to go make my own sports car. And he did. And look where they're at now, dude. One of the best cars.
Acura. Cars ever. I wanted a Ferrari cake.
Would you rather have a Ferrari or a Lambo? Because I know you had one of the two posts.
I think I'd rather have a Lambo. I don't know, though. Maybe like an old, like an 80s Ferrari would be pretty dope.
That'd be badass. You know? You know, a lot of people are stop buying Ferrari because they're like too cocky.
Yeah.
You know, F1 might be a thing of the past here in the next few years because Ferrari is a monopoly in F1 and people are getting sick of it. Another thing with this is Volkswagen bailed out of F1 this year. You know why?
Why?
It's because they made an electric car that fucking smokes every F1 car out of the water. And F1 won't change. They're not going to go electric. This is how it originally was. And Volkswagen's like, oh yeah, we built a car that's like way faster than any F1 car you've ever built. We're going to go make our own league. So,
it's funny. Do you think racing will ever become all electric?
Yes, because you can't deny it. It's faster, and everybody wants to go faster.
But see, the whole thing with like NASCAR though is that everyone is the same. That with NASCAR, they're all those vehicles are built the same. They all have the same regulations that they have to adhere to, and everything
classes,
like that.
You know, A, B, you know. So, but F1 will be it'll still exist, but it'll just be F1. But people are going to know, why would I watch F1 when I can watch this race where these cars are going way faster?
Yeah.
It's kind of like NFL and the XFL, you know? Yeah.
I wonder if NASCAR will ever go to electric cars. Because, dude, we're not going to have fossil fuels forever. And at some point, it's going to be silly to be burning unnecessary fossil fuels.
NASCAR will always be NASCAR. They will never go electric. It'll be a different league.
But then eventually NASCAR is going to die off because we're not. And until we develop alternative fuels, maybe like if it's like biofuels or something like that. Because again, our fossil fuels are a finite resource. We're going to be. I mean, maybe probably not in our lifetime, but who knows? You know what I mean? So
here's the question: you got to think, how many Southern people are you going to get on board to get rid of the NASCAR noise? None of them are going to be on board with that.
They're all going to be weighed down because they need loud sound systems to make the rumble sound of the motor.
All right.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Yeah, but you guys,
I said start your engines. Oh, they're on. Okay, can't hear them. Okay.
You racing folk, though, out there, get ready and start studying because racing's going to change. It really is, man. The electric cars are ridiculous now, and that's where it's going. So,
okay, very good. Fact number three, opinion number three. Sardines aren't actually a species of fish. There are at least 22 different types of fish that are used to make sardines. Okay, I'm confused. So what, like do they press like fish meat into the shape of a sardine?
I don't know if I believe that because it's a real fish when I open sardines, isn't it? It's a full fish.
Sardines good? Well, that's just, okay. What is a sardine? Sardines is food. All right, here we go. I'm on Wikipedia. Yeah, because it looks like little fish there. Because don't you just eat it bones and all? The bones. Sardines, Pilchards are a nutrient-rich, small, oily fish widely consumed by humans as a forage fish by larger or as forage fish by large fish species, seabirds and marine mammals. Blah, 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 blah. Sardines are related to herrings, both the family of the Clupeidae. The term sardine was first used in English during the 15th century and may come from the Mediterranean island of Sardinia, around which sardines were once abundant.
I mean, regardless, it's just not appealing to me at all for anything.
I canned fish, I don't mind. You know,
maybe like a good survival food for me or something like
that. I do love pickled herring is delicious.
You should try surstrumming.
Yeah, sir. You've been trying to get us to do that. It's never, unless we go to Sweden, we're never going to get it. We're never going to get it. That stinky ass fish. I like stuff like that, you know?
No, you're not going to like surstrumming. Have you seen any of these YouTube videos?
Yeah, people throw up, but how about the flavor? Is it the smell? Like, I mean, because I love, like, you have like blue cheese, you know?
There's no possible way you would get that thing anywhere near your mouth after you open that can.
I'll do it. I can do
They had to, like, land a plane one time because one of them burst. And they were shipping it from Sweden.
I don't believe it.
And it burst in the plane. They had to land the plane, bro, because it was going to bring it down.
You get me some, I'll eat it. You get me some, I will eat it.
You promise?
I promise. I promise you. I will eat it.
100% you will put a piece of surstrumming in if I can get it.
I
think it's like $25, but I think I can get it. I'll buy it.
I'll eat it. Yeah.
But here's the thing. We can't do it in the studio.
No, we'll do it outside. That's fine. Stop being such a pussy.
You're going to have to do it like Keeler where like nobody's around. I'm telling you, these things are terrible, dude.
I'll do it. I will.
Right.
Yeah, give me some. I'll eat it. I ain't scared. Right.
What's the date today? 4-3.
4-3. On this day, 2020, Brock said he'll eat surstrumming or whatever.
Oh boy, you're going to regret this.
Yeah. Hunter's a pussy and Brock's not.
Hey, I'm the biggest puss of them all.
You're
going to regret this.
You're like my rubber glove pussy. That's what
I'm not that bad. I'm not that bad.
All right, fact number four, opinion number four. There's only one person who played in a World Series and a Masters tournament in golf. Do you know who it is?
Let me think. World Series, Masters Tournament, and golf would be...
You're looking it up. Shut up.
I have no idea.
It's Sammy Bird. He played with the Yankees when they won the World Series in 1932, then quit to play golf. Then he won 11 tournaments and finished third at the Masters in 1941.
You know, you think about that, it's probably pretty tough. Because you're swinging a bat completely different than you're swinging a golf ball.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's like, don't get the two confused. To be like a fantastic golfer, you just kind of like, it's like muscle memory. You know, all these pros, it's just like, they've swung the club for so long, it's just their body does it.
Yeah,
it'd be weird to have to go back and forth between swinging a bat and swinging a club.
I think it'd be harder to switch from baseball to golf than golf to baseball.
It's a completely different grip.
Yeah, you know? And that swing you have, if you're bringing that baseball swing into golf, I don't think you're going to be consistent.
Because it's a fact that I've played with people, and you'll go out, and they'll hit the drive off the first tee, and you're like, oh, yeah, that guy plays baseball.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like, you can just tell.
Cool.
Or he plays on the local softball pickup league.
Exactly. All right, fact number five, opinion number five, as we get near the end here. Kryptonite was invented by the people behind the Superman radio show in 1943. So Superman could just groan in pain for a few episodes, and the voice actor who played him could finally take a vacation. That's funny, dude.
Wow.
That's interesting. So they just made
so
it up.
So a few episodes, he was just beat up.
Oh, no, wow. Superman. All the guys out on a beach in Bora Bora taking some time off. Huh. Who knew? Well, now you
Superman's
know.
Superman's only weakness, huh?
Yeah, it's kryptonite. That and Lois Lane's sweet titties.
Jeez, dude. Everything goes to sex. You know, the whole Batman versus Superman thing, like, I never... Dude, Batman's a dude. He's a regular dude.
Yep.
Who just has a lot of money. Of course Superman's gonna...
Yeah, but if you watch the movie, I feel so bad because Ben Affleck got so much shit, and I thought he did. I liked him as kind of like a middle-aged, you know, kind of graying Batman a little bit, you know, and having to rely more on his technology and, you know, him and Superman fighting. Dude, I thought it was pretty fucking dope. I thought that was cool, and, you know.
I'm going to be honest. I haven't seen it in its entirety. I've only seen clips from it.
You should watch it because so many people, like, you know, and then, of course, Wonder Woman comes in at the end, and we get introduced to hot ass Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. And, but you know, maybe it's a. I've never been a huge fan of Superman, just because it's always seemed a little campy. They have yet to really dial in on Superman. I think to really make it good, but I liked the Henry Cavill or whatever. I thought he did a good job as Superman.
Yeah, he's a great Superman. For
but
sure.
Like all of it, just it still seems kind of campy. Even all the new ones, like
right, the CGI and the great things they've done with Superman. He's still wearing Speedos, bro.
It does. It just still seems kind of old school and kind of campy. You know what I mean? You know, with they've updated. Like they updated Captain America. You know what I mean? Like Captain America, they gave him a beard in one thing, you know, and they updated his suit and, you know, so they kind of, same thing with like Iron Man, but like Superman, it's still a guy in this blue, you know, unitard that it just still, it's even with great actors and cool movie setups, it's still kind of like, what? Come on.
I still kind of have the image of the old one in my head, too.
Well, like yeah, the old Christopher Reeves, you know? Yeah.
Like, there was one Superman, dude, like with Christopher Reeves. I'm not sure, one, two, or how many? Three of them? Three of them, maybe? But there's one scene, dude, where, like, Christopher Reeves is literally looking into the camera, like, the whole shot. It's like, dude, that is everything against movie, you know, rules that you can do. I'm like, I don't know. I could never, you're right, I could never really rally around the old school Superman. That's why I like Batman so much better.
Hold on. I got to send Avengers TV show. I got to send you... You want to talk about, or maybe it was the movie. Hold on, I got to find this for you. Because even if you look at...
even like the old school Batman, like the Adam West Batman, I can rally around because it's like so cheesy. It's like, that's the way it is. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. You know? But like you look at like the Avengers, the old 70s Avengers, like, dude, it was awful, but they changed. And I just feel like Superman hasn't changed at all.
Didn't they have felt outfits?
Dude, the Thor here... Here we go. Meet the.
Jeez.
I'm gonna. This is from 1978. I'm gonna send this to you, and I want you to just watch it, and I want to get your reaction while we're doing this, because it's just it's unbelievable. And then I'll kind of go into my spiel while you're watching it. Mm-hmm. So it's just everything is adapted. You got Deadpool now that is R-rated. You know, you have, you know, Iron Man that is made it so cool with Robert Downey Jr. You know, just like these characters. And then Superman just keeps falling behind. And that's why I don't think DC is doing as well with the movies, because they haven't adapted to what it is exactly, you know?
Jeez, dude, I can't watch this.
What, dude,
Who is that? Who is that, Kiss? The Destroyer? What was that guy?
You know, Black Widow is, you know.
The Hawk is probably the best one because it's like a real dude. He's really ripped. You know, like it's still cheesy, but damn, dude.
Dude. Yeah, Paul Lindy as, and then Thor. Like, it's just, oh my God. Captain America just looks ridiculous, you know. And Iron Man. Like, did you see the Iron Man suit that they did? And they, Kiss, dude, Kiss was in it. It was Gene Simmons as the Destroyer. Holy shit.
Wait, that was Gene Simmons?
Yeah, Kiss is in it. Like, dude. Kiss are the bad guys, man.
This is bad. You know, imagine just taking like an Avenger movie now and like go back in time. And like,
dude, that would blow people's minds. Yeah. You know, Hawkeye is what's his face from MASH. Yeah, so, but what the Avengers did is they took all this and they adapted and they changed it and they made it cool and exciting and sexy. And then you still just have Superman with his cape and his little blue and red unitard. And I don't know. They just need to change it. They need to change it. So.
This is terrible. This is terrible.
Isn't it so bad, dude? It's so bad. God, it's dude. So bad. It's so, 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 so bad. Anyway, all right.
Hey, if you want a good laugh, check that out.
Check it out. Just look up 1978 Avengers. All right, this has been some of the best facts I think we've ever had.
Yeah, no presidential facts. I love
none, and there were some good ones. I taught you guys how to make a fleshlight. It was great.
God, hey mom, don't ever listen to this again.
What do you want for Christmas, Brock? Let's see. I need some rubber gloves. I need some sponges,
some tennis balls. I need some tennis balls, some Pringles,
some lube. It'd be great. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for us. Five facts, five opinions on a Friday. Of course, your after-show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. And give them a call. Check them out. Their hours are a little bit different, but when it does come time to take that two-wheeling beast out, they're going to get you fixed up and running right. And now, actually, we'll hear a word from our sponsor, Gilson Cycle. We'll see you guys next time.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.